should be.
You have some harsh things to say in here too about the treaty, how that came about. As though it was really something that you, the people of Athens had no choice.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, the thing is, what I'm talking about is that, yes, it sounds very harsh, yes, but it's true. The thing is that I have said something, it's totally different the way people in that time, because we were the most isolated. Okay, we were the farthest, and it's very hard to communicate outside world. And we retain our culture, beliefs, and value system up to that point. Because people were still migrating, you know, they didn't have no community before 1930. So the land was very valuable to them. You know, they have to use it all like this every year. So when the treaty came in, they have to, when they were asked, you know, they would not ask. They were just told, if you sign this piece of paper, this is a treaty, and then it will help you, give you a profession, and also you applied by law. Applied, you're supposed to apply by our law. And these are the three things that people didn't understand at all. They were not given a chance to understand. They were not even given a chance to think about and to study them. They were just told in the evening, and they said, tomorrow we sit down, and we finish the treaty. Only maybe 8 hours of between time. You can just stroke that thing and then that's it. That was it, but they didn't know anything. Treaty negotiators, like my grandfather and the other two. And besides that, a year before the treaty commissioners came, the church was telling the people, these will come. These king servants, whatever we call them, the government agents, they will come here. And according to the way that the priest was saying, the king servants. And how much of our people understand what the king means? The king for them is the king of Solomon, or the king David was chosen by God. And the priest says, these are the same kind of people that come, they represent God. And he says, you have to listen to them. So they were prepared to say, not to answer anything, not to question anything. And that's why I say, that's why I speak the way I speak that, because it was one-sided thing. It's deceiving. And there was no concern for anything about the native people. So the commissioner did a job what they were told. He says, go, get them to sign the land, then we can have. And that's exactly what happened. Our grandfather who signed the book and they signed that piece of paper, they didn't know they signed away their land. That's the only thing they had at that time. It's just a piece of ground they stand on, and then they gave away that piece of, when they struck that piece of paper with that, the painted pencil. And that's why I say it's not right. And again, in that, my way of thinking, the church was being abused, used the wrong way. That's just to steal the material stuff. And the priest was the one involved in it. And he thought he was good. He was doing God's work. And he was compassionate to the native people, because he knows what's going to happen if they don't sign. He was doing the right thing for him, his belief. But in the later years, it's not the way.
What would have happened if they hadn't signed?
They would have been pushed out just like a rabbit. Pushed away the land and all that stuff. It's like the way they do the sitting bull. That's the way they speak to them. That's the way the bishop, that's the way the priest say. He says, if you don't sign, you will be treated very roughly. You're not going to be looked after. And then there was a man who was there, the man who traveled from inland. He has seen what happened down south, you know, into where the railway was built, and how they were treated. The native people pushed out of the way. They lost the land right there. And he came to tell the people that's the way they do. And there was another story that was there before, maybe 100 years before that, that said, you know, the people are chased out of their land and all that stuff and ended up in the north. And all this was in the mind of those elders that were negotiating.